Hi, I'm Ryan Recker, host of Overnight America. You can catch me weeknights here on KMOX, or you can listen to this very podcast, the one you're listening to right now. Just search for Overnight America wherever you get your podcasts. You can get it right there. And I wanted to talk about high school yearbooks. The thing that, you know, some people liked them. When I was in high school, you know, you get the yearbook, you go and you get other people to sign it. I had zero interest in other people signing my book. I didn't care. I had no care in the world. But now, there's so much value in high school yearbooks. It's like, oh, you better hold on to it. One day someone might be popular and you can try to ruin their life with it. So we saw this recently with the Brett Kavanaugh thing, and someone tried to take his inscriptions or whatever and take them out of context. And now you have someone that's the governor of Virginia, Governor Northam, who is in his own yearbook posing as a racist figure. He's either the guy that's dressed in blackface or the guy that's dressed in the KKK outfit, one of the two. Even though he's not admitting it, he at least now has admitted to posing in blackface for a dance contest. So, I don't know. It's hard to take him by his word at this point. And when you look at these old school yearbooks, what is going to be acceptable in the future? What isn't? It obviously, blackface is something you can look at as, that's questionable. You know, you probably shouldn't have done that. That wasn't a good idea. But look at how we are today in 2019. How many things do we post up online that we'll one day go back, look at, and say, we shouldn't have done that? You know how hard it's going to be to erase those things? I feel like no social media is the best type of social media. Just stay off of it altogether. The BBC did this article, How School Yearbooks Have the Power to Destroy Lives. It says, school yearbooks, it seemed, are no longer just a fun way of finding out what a film star looked like before they were famous. School yearbooks, it turns out, can destroy lives. I wanted to make an admission to you of something that was in my high school yearbook. This is real embarrassing. So when I graduated, my senior year in high school, you get to put a senior quote. And this is the quote I chose. I don't know the key to success, but the key to failure is trying to please everybody. That quote is from Bill Cosby. Oh, no. Bill Cosby. How could I have known when I graduated high school? You see, I don't think that's going to sink me. But, you know, knowing what we know about Bill Cosby now, things change a little bit since the time of the pitcher and whatnot. It's not to say a grown adult. How old was Northam at the time? He was like 24 or something like that when he was posing in blackface, or at least self-admittedly going to dance competitions in blackface. He should have known better. You know, that was stupid. But it's kind of the same predicament a lot of people are going to get stuck in moving forward. I mean, it's so easy to find photos online of what anyone has ever done. I know people do change, but it makes you wonder, is there, what's acceptable and what's not? You know, what can you look at and say, well, I was stupid then and I no way endorse that sort of behavior or action, versus you can no longer hold that position of power because of the things you've done. I mean, it's kind of a fine line that I don't think we've actually found yet. It's a very partisan line, too. You know, they did that polling in Virginia. Apparently, all the Democrats, was it 80-some percent of Democrats, want Northam to stay in office because they want him in office for what he believes in? So they don't care about the racist side of him, as long as he's in there. It's kind of interesting. And I think a big difference, too, is you don't normally see the actual evidence laid out in front of you, photographic evidence laid out in front of you, and you still back the person, which is weird, too. A lot of times with these yearbooks, why would anyone think this is a good idea to post this inside of the yearbook? I have no idea. But you can say the same thing. Why would anyone want to post anything on their social media that looks like that? No idea either. Think about this. Maybe it's best for you to just sit it out. Maybe in the future, someone asks you for your photo. If they want to include you in some sort of publication, you just say, you know what I'd prefer you to do? Just put a silhouette and say, photograph not provided. Maybe I'll just stick out of it altogether. Just sit this one out. And if a photo of you dressed in blackface standing next to a Klansman, or vice versa, you dressed as a Klansman standing next to someone in blackface isn't enough to get you to step down from your position, then what is? Seriously, is there anything? kind of a quick blog post for you here today. I just came off of a weekend where I was sick all weekend. I don't know what it was. I did the show Thursday night, got some kind of stomach bug, woke up early Friday morning, and boy, was it making its way out of my system fast and furious. Spent pretty much the whole day Friday in bed just trying to feel all right. And the thing was, I didn't feel bad. It's just that nothing would stay down or in me. It was just really gross. Everything was just, it was bad news altogether. So, you know, I could get up, I could walk around, and if I was moving slowly, it didn't really make me feel all that nauseous. But I tried to eat something on Friday night thinking it was gone. Bad mistake. Saturday morning, right back to it. So I feel like I had a lot of lost time this weekend. I missed a lot of cuddle time with my kid, which I really missed. You know, when your kid comes up to give you a hug and then stops and says, oh yeah, you're sick, breaks your little heart. Ugh, breaks my heart big time. So I'm going to try to recover this week. I'm feeling pretty good now, and hopefully this will be a good week on Overnight America. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast. Hit the subscribe button wherever you're listening to this. If you're listening to it on an iPhone, even better. Give us a nice 5-star review and hit that subscribe button. It really helps other people find this show. All right, have a great day. We'll see you.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.